number. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Where is this IT person?
Hello. Can you hear me now? Oh, okay. Okay. Molin. Njani. Ndiyabona sinendwendwe namhlanje nje. I see we have a guest, but I wasn't aware we were going to have a guest. We don't have a venue for a bigger venue. You know, at least all our meetings are open to everyone, but it would be nice if that people could inform us so that we know what type of a venue to arrange, you know, because you don't want people to stand in a meeting, rather people, everyone could sit down. So what we're trying to do now is to check if we could find an alternative venue. And at this time of the year, it's difficult to find a venue here in Parliament because everyone is busy. You would realize that it's beginning of the year. I just didn't. Okay. Can I ask you come this side, or maybe just up front there? Can I ask you, everyone, just to come up front, please? Lama, the people behind you, they are sitting up, eh? There's a free seat here in front. You can join us. Yeah, no, but maybe can do that. No. In 2011,
happened in the world, and unfortunate beginnings, because it started during the adjustment, and the very little planning, but at the time, the impression was created that there was a planning and the school could be finished in a short space of time. And I think that even from our side, as a committee, we did raise questions, of course, but from the department side, not just from our side, from the department side, I think also the impression was created that the school could be built in a short space of time. And I think that none of us were clear that we can't build a school out there that much in 3 months' time. There's a lot of work that goes into it. And I think that that part was not clarified. And it created a lot of tension between the department and ourselves. Now, I think we are all on board now about the realities in the meeting of the 19th. We agreed that one of the issues that we discussed on that day was the time it takes to build a school. We do know, as members, that some projects can be built within 12 months' time of the year during the financial year, but some may overlap. So those issues just need to be clarified. And that's receiving some not very good news. I'll come back to that, but my phone was unfortunately on. I will come to that. So we then what we requested as a committee was that the experience of the past year was not very good because of maybe for the first time that the department was entering into such a big project, and as a result, there were some teething problems at the beginning. So we requested on the 19th of October, as we say, that there should be a proper planning, and we should be updated. And we felt out in terms of in that meeting what needs to be done between that time and that part. But that's the yeah. So that is the objective of this meeting today, is to get updates on the planning. And I must welcome the Dina from the education. With my week in education. Thank you very much, Father Dina, for we have been working with the portfolio committee very closely together. We went to the school recently. So it has been a close relationship. I guess now that as one member, maybe the other in the other engagement. We really appreciate the so this is what we want to hear from you, Deputy Minister. I think we will also appreciate the updates on the other 49 schools. However, on a
in relation to new schools that have to be built. So I think
Your concerns, as I've indicated, were concerns that we shared. And I just wanted to be sure that we did not take it as lightly at all with the ministry. The Deputy Minister of Finance and myself convened a meeting with senior officials of the department, with the DBSA and all other stakeholders, the contacts that should be involved already early last year, to say that we are not satisfied with the progress that has been made and we are very disappointed. We subsequently met again in the time with the Deputy Minister of Finance, Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitution Development, and the Deputy Minister of Basic Education, engaging with the contractors again to ensure that we have a full and detailed report, asking difficult questions, seeking clarity in terms of delays, and seeking assurances that we would be able to achieve the progress that they had undertaken to provide us with. So in a sense, what you are doing here with this department is what we've been doing with the contractors. And we want to give you the assurance that even at the end of last year, while many of us were in recess, the minister and I were meeting with DBSA to find out what is going to happen during the vacation, because we cannot have a situation where the schools are not being built, notwithstanding the fact that the contractors were behind time. I think what is interesting, Chairperson, is that this exercise was an important exercise in terms of learning how to do things, to identify areas that have been made, to identify areas that we have to look at also, including areas of training and collaboration in terms of contracts, in terms of legal consequences of contracts, in terms of oversight. To what extent are oversight to decide what should the scope of the exercise be? How do you pay particular attention to the region of work in a place like this, in a place where the territory is not always friendly in terms of delivery of services? What do you do in situations where there's no electricity, where there's no water at all, when you build the cooling environment such as that? And you've indicated these challenges. From a distance, it would appear as if it's cool. There shouldn't be any difficulty in directing the condition of school without looking at the geological condition, the environment itself, the difficulties in terms of access, the availability of material resources, and we've learned many very difficult lessons as a result of this. What we thought we would like to do, Chairperson, with respect and with the permission of the MP, is to go through a quick visual presentation of where we are in relation to the quality of school. And thereafter, to provide you with a narrative in terms of each contractor, where what is the performance level in relation to each one of the contractors, and included in the presentation would be a projection of what we are going to be doing in the current year in relation to the attendance program for the Eastern Cape, for Free State and other provinces that are going to be the beneficiaries of the CD program. So we thought that would be very, very helpful. Now, may I just take this opportunity, Chairperson, then to introduce the members who are accompanying me. I would like to extend the apology for the Director General, who is taken ill, but with the DDG, Mr. Padiachi is here, Mr. Padiachi is seated in the second row. We have Sorotella Diale, and may I say this about her, that this woman here has been working incredibly hard, day and night, to ensure that we achieve what we expect our team out here, and we're certainly grateful for her and the team. We also have Mr. Matunda from the Program Support Unit, on my right-hand side. We have Mr. Rantele from the DBSA, and he will tell you that I'm not the most friendly person in meeting like we have with him. We have Mr. Sidiso Mokesi, Mr. Makupula from IDG. They are seated with their back.
As Deputy Minister, because you are being introduced, ladies and gentlemen, you don't know you. I think if you can just lift your hand on your stand so that you know who the person is, you know who to ask him, who to talk to.
So thank you for your guidance, Chairperson. Mr. Mokesi, there he is on my right-hand side, Mr. Makupula. He's going to be arriving. Mr. Ntantara, CDC, on the left, on my team left. Mr. Ntanda, from the CDC, from Mr. Ntanda, sorry. Mr. Maketa, from Public Works.
Kavanaugh from Public Works as well. And Mr. Carpenter, from Steve Lucy from IDT. Sorry about that, you know. So that is a delegation, and obviously we have some official people who are going to be taking I am reasonably convinced that before I go out of the other to make the presentation, so that we certainly would do better this year than we have done. I also reasonably convinced when we hear the presentation that we'll find that we have to learn lessons from this year, which we are implementing this year, in terms of the entire process for the contract management, in other words, from the time for the contract design, establishment of where the pool has been located, the point where the contract is, the nature of the contract that we're going to conclude, the number of schools that the agent is responsible for, the monitoring and the reporting, will certainly indicate to you very, very clearly that notwithstanding the challenges of 2013, we draw forward these lessons from the future. So in a sense, I say with a degree of humility that our digital chief of 2013 certainly has informed a much more improved approach with regard to what is going to happen in 2012. This is what is going to happen in 2013 and certainly the year thereafter. May I then, with your permission, Chairperson, invite Ms. Diale to present? I don't know if you'd like me to come and speak to the mayor or to the
Not Deputy Minister, I don't mind if it's next to me. But on a serious note, Deputy Minister, do you know last year, that's for in your introduction, I don't know if you prepared how serious the government takes.
So thank you very much for drawing my attention to that, Chairperson. Chairperson, this is for the benefit of the members who are here as well as the members of Equal Education. We have visited our city. We have the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Council that has basically taken responsibility for infrastructure countrywide. And it basically looks at very strategically at the various infrastructure projects. And the education project is regarded as Title 13, where the presidential task team would basically oversee and collaborate with the department in ensuring that these projects are managed. Now, what would the advantage, one might ask, be of such an arrangement with the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Council? You might say, well, look, if the department is doing it or public works is doing it, why should the Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Council be responsible? We have discovered, for example, in the Eastern Cape, that just the removal of a power line above a school could result in a delay of more than 6 months. Simply because Eskom has not been pushed or not strongly enough to do what it has to do in order to ensure that for safety reasons the work can succeed. Or you might have a situation where everything is done except infrastructure, but the water is not provided either through a municipality or through the Department of Water. The Presidential Infrastructure Coordinating Council is then able to make an interior committee to be able to not push and ensure that it accelerates the process that enables us to get those service providers to bring the services closer to the school. What we also do differently in terms of our schools is not only a school. When we deliver a school, we deliver a school with furniture, with a laboratory, with ICT connectivity, with electricity, with energy. So you have a full school, and wherever possible, if the land allows you, in other words, if sufficient in-school property, you will find a school facility. So you have what you find a comprehensive package. These schools have become islands of hope. And I could just share with you, Chairperson, that, you know, when the opening of schools, schools, I had the benefit of traveling with the Deputy President, and as we were going by helicopter because we didn't have weather to a particular school, we passed two of these schools, and he pointed downwards and excited to say, wow, look at those schools, look at those schools. But then example of what you're going to be doing, it instilled in me and inspired in me some hope that there would be a difference. I think Chairperson also to recognize, and I'm glad you still have patience here, you know, we have the phenomenon of mud schools in all the provinces. And it was a reality not only in the Eastern Cape, but in all the provinces, except for Gauteng and the Western Cape. We have successfully eliminated it in all the provinces. In fact, KwaZulu-Natal has one mud school, residency level. But because of poor governance in the Eastern Cape, they were not able to do so, as even notwithstanding the fact that the resources were provided. And one of the reasons for the intervention in the Eastern Cape by the National Department, by government itself, was the inability to deliver on this. And what we're seeing out here would be the progress with regard to 49 schools, another 50 schools have already been contracted for the country, and another 32 schools might be added on in the next year. And the focus is not only on the Eastern Cape, there are other provinces that are working with the beneficiaries. But the intention here is to ensure that unsafe or not schools are a phenomenon of yesterday, of the past, and that we've got to basically provide better resources and better environment. This means not only replacing a school, but replacing a school with a new school that has all the resources that are appropriate and necessary, particularly for the rural child, who then look forward to going to school. Of course, and thank you for that particular aspect. The issue of training that you raised is so critical. What we have demanded from the Eastern Cape, and thankfully we are now part of the intervention, is that we take their infrastructure program and we take the national, the ACV program, and we put a lot of so that there's no duplication. And the 49 schools, so that there's 50 schools, have not been for this particular exercise. And if we put the schools next to each other, we discover that the provincial department is doing the same thing on the national department. Now, those contradictions are not going to occur in the future, because already that collaboration is taking place at the level of infrastructure. In fact, the Eastern State infrastructure team works with the national department to ensure that the decisions that we are making are not only good infrastructure decisions, but they also respond to the educational needs of the community, so that consultations can take place, that mergers should take place wherever appropriate. So it's a very, very complex issue. It's not like just this and more time. It means consulting with communities, developing the right plan, the right size of the school, recognizing the issues of migration, recognizing the challenges of measures and closures, and broadly providing the best possible solution in terms of the learning environment for the learning. So I hope that will contribute to the contribution. And thank you for your guidance.
Thank you very much.
That the first presentation is a visual presentation. I don't want to spend too much time on this. This is for the vendors that are present out here, as well as the representatives and the representatives of the presentation. They have a sense visually of where we are. You don't have to elaborate on the university of presentation, which is the presentation that is taught by the school by itself in relation to our progress and the future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Minister. Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, the honourable member. Coming here is not a pleasant exercise for me. I must say up front that in any case, I have no other choice. I will quickly run through the schools that were given to Armstrong. That is Parker. These visuals were taken on the 7th of February. The date on the cover page is mistaken. So that school is at 93.7%. Nzonyene is at 82%. Ngizini at 96.2%. Ndusula at 83.1%. And you can even see the terrain there where the school is situated. The next one is Nomanda, which was at 98.6%.
I don't know if I'm not fine with this one. Is it clear?
Okay.
Fine. That also in the issue that
Nisibe at 97.3%, Magolo at 83.2%, Yongusolo at 93.2%, Buyani at 80.1%, Siganda at 72.9%. You can see the thickness of that site. There are three levels that we had to put the school at. Tembeni at 73.5%. Okay. I don't know the name of this one. SSI Mafuri, Davy. Manzabila at 76.9%. Kweva at 97.5%, Chanchala at 88%, Mseleni at 75.7%, Mgojeni at 85.5%, Mapindela at 99.2%. Those are the SSI schools. Now, these are TDP schools. The contract was terminated and the schools were given to smaller contractors. Two of those schools were given to Ishbuyo. And you will see Bungubele at 48.6%. And the termination was especially because TDP was not performing. Madwaleni at 49.4%. The other two schools were given to Sizuka Ukhanyo and Mahahani at 36.9%, Ngongoni at 69.2%, and the other two were given to after Lubeke now at 44.4%, Somba at 22.4%, Trenkon had 5 schools, and we have taken 5 of those schools. You see Nosolo at 97.4%, Gogolweni at 91.4%, and Jowa Pato that we take over critical completion, Ndavuza as well, we took over critical completion, Umile we took critical completion there, and then we have Karen Kula, we have 10 schools. Mpatiswa is a school that was opened by the president, completed last year in October. It was not us, Chairperson, the invites were coming from the president. Zingizile at 74.2%, Gwako at 59.3%. We'll talk a bit in my narrative about Karen Kula. Eludikidi at 60%, Akambange at 81.7%, Welese at 96.4%, Suzani at 95.6%, Ginza at 67.2%, Lon Paco 53.2%, Dikiso at 58.4%. Those are the schools under Karen Kula. After completed that school, now we have given them two of TDP, and Wulindela, base manager, is doing Mazama, and they are at 85.2%. Sizo completed one of the schools, Kwezilechu, last year already. Inyameko Dexville also completed the school, Tabata. Ishbuyo also completed their school, that's why we've given them two more to finish off. And Liumo, they are doing one school, Dumagude, and it's at 81.3%. Manoza, they did one school, Kwenyoka, it's finished. Maunga, they are doing one school, Nogaya, and it's at 84.6%. Siteo, they are doing one school, and it's currently at 53.6%, and I'll give more information in my narrative. This is how Kano, they did one school, and we have given two more to finish off from TDP. They finished that Novandi. And that will be all of the 49 schools. Currently, they are at an average of 80% at completion. Okay, for the purpose of those who have no background of what ACD is doing, is that Schedule 7 grant, School Infrastructure Backlog Grant, And the purpose of this grant is to eradicate schools that are made entirely of inappropriate structures, and it is to provide schools that never had water, never had sanitation and electricity with the basic level of those services. And the grant, we normally refer it to RCB, that is the popular name that it's known by. These were the initial targets when the appropriations were done right from the beginning. Our baseline on inappropriate structures was 496. The water, we had 1257. Electrification, we had 878. Sanitation, we had 868 schools. And those were the financial years that we had intended to do them within. But you will see as we go on that a number of things has changed. And the allocation at the beginning was 8.2 billion. And the next financial year was meant to be the final year of the grant. Now, in terms of our target and allocation, you will see that in terms of inappropriate schools, now the number has come to 510. We have a few additional from the Eastern Cape and a few more additional schools from the Eastern, from the Western Cape. We have now 1120 schools to be provided with water on our master list. We have the sanitation at 741 and electrification at 916. But you will see how that number has reduced due to number of reasons. Over the MPF period that is coming, the current financial year, we have a 2.065 billion, and in the next financial year, the next three financial years, the allocations are currently sitting at that, and you will see our estimates per province, and that is purely determined from the targets that we have per province, and you will see it's 2.489 billion in the coming financial year. In the following one, it's 3.3 billion, and in 15-16, which is the time when all of this backlog should have been eradicated, is 3 billion. I'll now go to inappropriate schools. Chairperson, these are the plans that you have rightfully asked for, and you will see in the Eastern Cape, we are giving a snapshot of where we are coming from in terms of DBSA. Was allocated 49 schools which were implemented over 11-12 and 12-13 financial year, and they have been given additional 50 schools that they must start now implementing. They are at the planning stage, and that makes 99 projects that are being, 99 inappropriate schools that are being done by DBSA. We have IDT in the Eastern Cape Chairperson who are doing 11 schools, and I'll give a snapshot of where everyone is at after this table. Buha, we have given them 24 schools. Department of Public Works in the Eastern Cape, we have given them 16 schools, and we have 32 schools that the Deputy Minister talked about that we still need to allocate to an implementing agent. And that brings the total schools that are currently issued in the Eastern Cape to 150, including the 49 that we have just finished. And in the Free State, we have allocated 10 additional schools to DBSA, and IDT in the Free State has been given 10 schools to you, and we have 10 schools that we are targeting to add to the work that we are doing still in the financial year, in the next financial year. In KZN, we have 3 schools, and we are currently looking at Adopt a School, who is doing a community-based implementation of projects. They don't get the CIDB graded contractors, but they work with the community and get the skilled people from the community, and they manage those projects on behalf of us. Then we have Limpopo. We have 3 schools in Limpopo that have been issued to DBSA. We have in Mpumalanga 5 schools that have been issued to DBSA. We have Northern Cape, 1 school that has also been issued to DBSA, and we have 1 school in Northwest that has also been issued to DBSA. and you will see where we have very few schools, that those are the schools that we have in all those provinces, in Cape and it's only 3, Limpopo 3, Mpumalanga 5, Northern Cape 1, Northwest 1. And therefore, those schools should be finished in the next financial year. And in Western Cape, we have appointed Western Cape Education Department, who is in turn using the public works as their influencing agent. They are currently busy with 14 schools, but we have 11 more schools that we need to give them a go-ahead to start planning and do the implementation. And that brings the total number of schools that we are targeting, or we are busy doing, to 250 chair classes. I am not going to go through. Okay, the 250, it will increase the 49 that was started in the current financial year. So in this, the going forward is 200 schools that we are targeting. Including the unallocated one, which is just 53. So the ones that have been allocated is 150 chapters. Okay, and then I want to go, we have gone through the contractors. Maybe I must just now talk to what is happening per contractor. Armstrong is currently under liquidation, and that has really put a huge spin in our program completely. And currently what is happening is CBSA has found replacement contractors who will be starting in the next 2 weeks. And
for the benefit here, minimum liquidation, if you look at the number of schools, at least each of them, on those, we find we would be able to complete by the end of the financial year. Would that be correct?
Yes. You'll see all of those that are within the 93%, those schools were ready for technical completion when they went down. So immediately when the replacement contractors come on board, we can just finalize what the work that has to be done, and we will be able to take about 5 of those schools.
What is interesting, Armstrong in December, when we met with them at the end of November, had demanded from us 9 million there. And the letter from EBSA was, we said now we should refer that to arbitration because there was a dispute between them and ourselves. And the arbitrator said to the matter and they were entitled to nothing. So if they had given them the 9 million rent, they would have lost. So it just shows that the intervention, the oversight that has been carried out has been beneficial to the
Thank you, Deputy Minister. And if I may just add to that, you will realize that immediately after the adjudication report was granted, that is when Armstrong completely went on liquidation, because they were counting on that 9 million to continue. And again, as the Deputy Minister has said, we are strictly speaking to our contract management, and I believe it's because of that prudence that enables us to come as winners in that particular case. Karen Kulas, they are at 76.4%. We are not happy with the performance of Karen Kulas, and we are currently considering an alternative. They have been issued with a notice to return the contract. We have SSR Mafuri there as well, who has, after the interventions we had with the Deputy Minister and other Deputy Ministers, they really pulled their weight, and you can see that they are on average at 87.1%. And the next schools, those are the TBP schools that you are seeing, the Ishbuyo, Zizakane, and Alstead doing, and those are the schools that we had projected that they will go over the match that we had targeted. And then we have Trencon as well, who is sitting at 96.5%, and we have taken by now all of their schools. And we have reached technical completion on those. And then those are the individual contractors. And you will see after, that's the one we took, base measure as well, 85.2% CISO, and that's what we have taken, critical completion in the Bobukukaya. That is the school that was given to Karen Kula. And then in Amego next to, and we have finished that school, Ishbuo, that school that he has finished, the Umo at 81.3, Manoza, we have finished, Maunga at 84.6% repair off, and then is another one at 63.6. What is happening there is the tower has done an agreement with Mafuri, who is currently helping them because they had financial issues, and we are giving them 2 weeks to show significant progress, and thereafter we will look at our options in terms of the contract. This is our CTO is one company and the other they have combined the name. And then he's all kind of that's really computer. A bit of narrative there. We are currently at 80.4% on average, and 16 of the schools have reached critical completion and have been handed over. And that is just to look back at the plans that we had. We had intended to finish 10 schools by the end of January. However, we could only take 3, and that is because 5 of those schools are with Armstrong, and they immediately, when we were almost about to take critical completion, they went on liquidation, and therefore we could not go on with that. And 17 other schools were planned for critical completion in February, and I want to mention that 3 of those 17 are under Armstrong cluster, therefore they are affected. And in March, we had aimed at 5 schools, and 4 of those are at Armstrong. So I'm just trying to bring the technicality that we are experiencing, that when we give some of those projections, we don't have in the back of our mind liquidation that will just spring in front of us, so that will affect our plans. And 5 schools are still planned for critical completion by end of April, and those schools were mainly the schools that were taken from CDP and given to replacement contractors. And I just put a background there that GBSA received initial and further cautionary announcements from Armstrong Business stating that they have financial problems on the 24th and on the 4th and respectively. So these are very recent developments, and GBSA has actually found replacement contractors already. And today, I'm just mentioning that 2 contracts have been terminated, and that is the different pool that was now given to Karen Kula and the TDP, and now Armstrong has undergone liquidation, and I hope that this really gives the honorable member complications that we come across on this program. There was a question in the last meeting whereby we were asked in terms of the terminated contract and the financial implications which those have had on our program. And two contracts that were terminated, Inamego Bukukana and CVP. And when Inamego Bukukana's contract was terminated, it was at 15.3 million and the replacement contract was appointed at 14 million. So that is just to show that we have not lost money on termination of that particular contract. And the second one is CDP, who their contract was sitting at 88.5 million, and by the time of termination, we had spent 19.4 million, and the cost of the replacement contractors that we got came up to 100 million, which is 11.5 million. Over the original contract amount, but that money will be recovered through guarantees, which is an amount of 8.85 million, and the retention money that we had taken on the amount that had been paid of 2.3 million. And you will realize that that money will cover up the 11.5 million that is over the original contract amount. There was another question in terms of the extension of time, which was granted to contractors up to the 20th of September. And you will see that we have Maunga, Miumo, Alstep, Kencon, Base Manager, Karen Kula. The adjudication gave them an extension up to the 20th of September, and they took that, including to Cleo Manolda and Cecil and Cisla Okayo. But you will see the contractors who did not agree with the adjudication, that was Armstrong and Stewart and SSI Mafuri. And you can see that Armstrong rejected that adjudication because they were hoping that they will get a further money from us, but the rest is history because now they are under litigation. And progress, that is on the 49 schools. The other 70 schools that we have given to DBSA, DBSA is currently at planning stage, and we are targeting that those schools will be completed by the end of the 2013-14 financial year. This is the additional 70 that we have given to them. Yes. We are done with 49 schools. So DBSA is currently procuring a professional service provider and who will then go on to finalize design and put together the tender documents, and we intend to get contractors not later than April, May. Now, the 50 schools that we have given to other implementing agents, CDC, IDC, and Public Works in the Eastern Cape, CDC has completed contractor procurement processes for the 22 schools, and we have granted them approval to go ahead and appoint a contractor for the tenders which were accepted at 20 of those schools. Currently, they have been able to hand over the schools to contractors for construction on 17 of those schools. And two of the 24 schools that we have given to them are currently undergoing planning stage, and you will realize that they have remained behind because on some of the sites that we give them, as soon as we encounter problems that are going to delay us, we immediately add another school. So that those two schools would have replaced the original two that we gave to them, but they are currently at a planning stage on those. And then IDT, on their 11 schools, they have completed procurement processes for contractors on 10 of those, and one of the schools is on planning stage and again is affected by the same problem. When they go and assess the school, they find different problems that we would have encountered when we did our own assessment, and we immediately replace that school with another one, and then it's going to take you. And we have approved appointments for accepted tenders on 10 of those, and IDT, as we speak, there are sites that are being handed over starting from today to the contractor. And we have Department of Public Works who has been approving 16 schools, and we are currently approving the 6 schools that they have finished procurement of contractors, and they have given to us their separate tenders, and the low fees to sign the contract of being approved by the DG for them to hand over to site. And four other schools are still at contractor procurement, and three are still at design stage, and three are at planning stage, because again they were affected by certain issues and we had to make a certain decision on certain issues. Chairperson, for example, you find that the site that we have given to them, there will be land issues or something that is stopping the project from continuing. I can't remember the exact issues on the three schools. Yes, that's right. Yeah, there is something that is very dynamic with our schools. We did assessments last year sometime, and you find out that the enrollment is over 135, which is the threshold. But then when the implementing agents go for the second time to do assessment, the enrollment has dropped further. So those are some of the dynamics that we deal with, and immediately when we find that, we immediately replace that school. We don't continue with low enrollment. In Western Cape, on the 14 schools, one contractor has been appointed and has started with the construction in Niagara, and the other nine schools, the tenders that have been accepted, and we are currently approving for them to hand over the site to those particular contractors, and four more schools are at contractor procurement stage. And we are just waiting for their procurement report, whereby accepted tenders will then be approved by the DG. And we have 10 schools in Free State and IDC on those states. They are at design stage. Accepted tender, and ours is to give approvals if we are getting with the budget. Because what we find is that some of the budgets are way above our own estimates, and we have to reach an agreement to say how do we stay within the budget. And then the 10 by IDT and Free State, they are at design stage, and that's where they are at. And then on the inappropriate schools, maybe we can... Okay, that was on the inappropriate schools. I would like to go on to Western Bank Station. On water, we have on our master list 1120. But again, from what I said in the beginning, is that when we do assessment, we find that the schools have, since the construction of the program, in the meantime, been provided with services, and you'll see that the numbers dropped to 1039. And you will see the 11 came to how many schools in each province, and majority of those projects are in Eastern Cape at 619. KZN at 230, followed by Limpopo and the Free State, and others. There are few in Gauteng. There are no schools on our ACIDI list which have no water. And in the Western Cape, we had four schools, but you will see as we go on them, those schools have also been provided with services. So on the next slide, okay, in the Eastern Cape, you will see that we have 583 schools that we are targeting to implement right from the beginning of 11-12 until the end of 13-14. and those schools are divided into your see in the beginning at Chatters, and we only had Ugula Trust doing water and sanitation projects in the Eastern Cape. We have since from the experience that we had and lack of progress in performance, we have added two additional implementing agents, and that is IDC and CSIR. And you will see that in the previous financial year, we had Umbula Trust doing 84 projects, and we have reduced that. We have only given them 121 schools. We have 91 water projects that we are still to allocate to an implementing agent. IBT, we have given them 135 schools. CSIR, we have given them 162 schools that they will be doing during the next financial year. That work has already been allocated to them, and they are busy with the processes of procurement of professional service providers. After the design has been done, they will go on to appoint contracts to procure from contractors and appoint them. And the 91 that is remaining, what we are doing as chairperson is that because we have a limited pool of implementing agents, whoever is performing quicker, we will give those additional schools to finish off. Then we have three states who have 68 projects, and they did 30 projects which they have finished in the previous financial year, and going forward, they have 38 projects that they need to do. In housing, we do not have projects on water on our activities that still need to be done. In KZN, we had KZN who was our implementing agent. However, because of slow performance, we have put additional implementing agents there. We have appointed IDC, we have appointed Mutatuzi, we have appointed Buha Development Corporation to do those schools that are listed on the 2012-13-14 column. And in Limpopo, we have Ugula Trust, and Chairperson, I must also stress that we are seeing quite an uniform performance within the same influencing agents with the same companies. Ugula Trust in Limpopo is doing very well. They finished their 38 projects that they started on water, and we have given them 77 projects to go ahead and implement as well. And in Mpumalanga, we have also appointed Mpula Trust to be the 17 schools. In Northwest, we have appointed Northwest Department of Education, who is in turn using IDT to do the 16 schools. And in Northern Cape, we have six schools that Northern Cape Department of Education is implementing. In Western Cape, we had four in the beginning, and four of those projects have been done, and there are no schools that they are doing in the current financial year and the next financial year on water projects. So, Chairperson, we have 873 projects that are on water and have been allocated to implementing agents, except for those 91 schools. Okay, and that is just an analysis of what I have been saying in terms of where is my business. I'll go on to sanitation. On sanitation, on our master list, we have 751 sanitation projects. And after we had done our own assessment, we found out that some of those schools have been provided with sanitation. And we will, in the next slide, you will see how many schools are in the province. But the original 751 was broken down in that order, with again Eastern Cape leading the pile, followed by KZN, and then Free State and other provinces. On the work that we have now allocated, you will see we have 59 projects that we have not yet allocated to an implementing agent, and in Mula Trust they have been given 67 schools to do in the current and finishes up in the next financial year, and we have IDT that we have brought again to the force to be 79 sanitation projects, and we have CSIR who will be doing 63 sanitation economy. In Free State, we have Free State Department of Education, who is going to be doing 36 projects, and we have appointed them and they are busy with the process of procurement of professional service providers, and they will go on to get contractors as well. And counseling on sanitation, there are 21 projects which we have granted them a go ahead to implement those. In KZN, we have only 7 tools that we have already added to the implementing agents that we have appointed today. So KZN was new 50 tools in the last financial year, carried over to the financial year. And we have IDG, who has been given 19 sanitation projects. We have two district CDC, 18 sanitation projects. And Mbula Trust has been given projects in Limpopo and Mpumalanga. And we have Northwest again doing the project on sanitation there. Northern Cape doing 21 projects there. And in Western Cape, on our list, we do not have any schools that do not have basic level of sanitation. And that brings a 10% 448 schools that are going to be provided with sanitation, and they are currently working with the agents, except for those 69 schools in the Centrate, and but the 17 have been allocated already to the agents in the Centrate.
Okay.
So that is on sanitation, and again, that narrative is what I talked about. Going on to electrification, we had 916 schools on our master list, and after the assessment, 384 of those schools were found to have been electrified, and you will see the breakdown of the 916 per province. Again, Eastern Cape is leading the pack. It was followed by Limpopo, Mpumalanga, and then KZN. We had nothing in Northern Cape, and we had 7 in Western Cape and 2 in Gauteng. The next slide talks about how many schools now will be done in the next financial year and what was done in 2011-12. ESCOM is the implementing agent in the Eastern Cape, and we had given them 100 schools to do, and they will be in 200. So our numbers have dropped down in the Eastern Cape to 300, which is 100 which was started, and 200 that will be done starting the financial year into the next. And then the Free State, there were 88 schools there, and 24 schools were implemented, were given electrification in the previous financial year, finished this financial year, and going forward we have given them 54 electrification projects to do. And what you realize is that most of the schools in the Free State campuses are in the farming area. Therefore, those schools that are being done by Free State Education Department is basically to provide alternative energy, which is your solar in this instance. And then in housing, they finished the two that they had. There's nothing that we are doing going forward. In KZN, there are 61 projects, and they are being done by ESCOM. They have been allocated to ESCOM. Mpumalanga has been allocated to ESCOM as well, and it's 40 that they will be doing. In the current financial year, they are finishing off the 21, and you will see in Northwest, the number that I had originally has dropped significantly from the 100 to 2 schools, because many of those schools were found to have been electrified. And in Northern Cape, there are no schools on our list that are without electrification. And similar with Western Cape, there are no schools on our list that are without electrification. So that brings perhaps a number of 369 schools that have been allocated to implementing agents to provide with electrification. Then my rating is exactly what I have just said. Okay, going on to the money side of things. In the previous financial, in this current financial year, we have 2.065 billion that has been given, and at the end of the third quarter, which was in December, we had spent 276 million, and we have made funds transfer to the value of 481 million. And going forward, we are estimating a 10% that all the work that has now been allocated to implementing agents is coming to over 4.65 billion. And remember, our budget is sitting at 2.4 billion. So that is in a nutshell where we are with the financial.
Project manager looking at more than 10 schools. And then we further define it
to the on our professional service provider, we will not have an engineering company or an agricultural firm or a quantity surveying firm who will be doing more than five schools. Because what we realize is that they don't go on to really give attention to the project significantly if they have a lot of work on their plate. And we further reduce it even for contractors, and we are saying no contractor will be given more than three schools to do. And that way, we are trying to reduce our risk significantly. And that is already being implemented with the CDCs, with the IDTs, with the Department of Public Works. No contractor has been allocated more than two projects, except for in the Western Cape, where you have contractors who is doing at least three, maximum of three schools. So that is other ways that we are trying to reduce and manage the risk in terms of going forward. And rationalization and measures as well, the Deputy Minister alluded to it. We are working with Eastern Cape because many of the schools, over just around 200 schools that remain in the outer financial year, will be affected by rationalization and measures, and we are looking into that, and the Minister as well has made an undertaking that there will be a finalization of this matter shortly. And then on communication, we have realized that, you know, when people are not aware of what you are doing, you know, they tend to have more questions, whereas when you go out and you put information out there and open for everyone to see where you are at, it helps a lot in bringing everyone on board. So we have established a web page which is accessible to all on DBE website, where we report on our CDs, and in addition to that, we have launched a quarterly newsletter that will be distributed to all stakeholders, including Equal Education. And that is it for me. Thanks, and
I have Department is going to answer, but I think that if in any area there's a child, child who can't go to school because of the challenge of math. I think we shouldn't wait for this meeting. I think we should be informed immediately so that we can deal with that, because this meeting comes once in a few months. It is something that is urgent, because we like will be depriving the child of education. So the child, any child that can't get to school because of access, I think that we need to be enforced immediately. Maybe not necessarily now, but starting today for the Deputy Minister, Department is to say that one needs to be handled without any further away from the time.
Let me go ahead and listen to I'm talking about the planning stage. To say if they are planning, I'm raising it as an awareness today.
Okay.
If they are planning, when they plan to do this, whoever brings the drawing or whatever you call it, the architect, you must be able as a department to say, is this school inclusive? We are talking about inclusive education. Is it inclusive? That's all that I'm highlighting now, to say the planning, because that is what they're doing. The planning side of it, even contractors, looking at the plan of the school or the drawing, it must be included. That's the point that I'm trying to make. Thank you,
Chair. Thank you very much. In the presentation address on Thursday, the President said that 49 schools will be eradicated and completed by the end of March this year. Now, that's not true. There's something that seems to be leading the President in making such a statement, because those schools will not be finished. But that brings me to the point, because this committee is very serious about eradicating mud schools and inappropriate schools, because we want to make sure that our children are taught in proper facilities. Now, what is the experience of this committee in having to deal and having to approve money to this current financial year for this purpose? In September 2011, we were told by the department that all the contracts are ready and they will build and they will finish all the schools in March 2012. When we got, they said, no, borders will be open and everything will be on the way of the because we get to March 2012, nothing happened. Then they said, no, but all the schools will now be finished in August of 2012. We get to July, we got visiting again. We find now, there are going to be 14 schools that are finished by the end of the 49. But the rest will be finished by the end of November. And we told them then, Chair, they will not finish them. They will only finish them this year, and they will be lucky to finish by the end of March this year. Now, the Deputy Minister quite honestly asked, you know, you're saying that some of these contracts will be issued April, May. When is it? Because I'm taking the lady as a waiter for a case of whiskey that they will not finish it in the financial year. They will not finish it. And she can write it down. I need to witness it. I'm telling you now they will not finish it. All we require, Chair, is honesty. If you've got a problem, tell us about it and we will try and help you. But if you hide it from us, we will not help you. Then we can cross with you. So we want to know exactly where we are, because what I'm seeing at the moment is that CDC and IG, they've got the everything in here, they've been doing it. CDC and IG are way behind us, because a lot of public work. Now, CDC has got the major number of contracts that they must be doing. And really, you know, I want to know exactly where we're going. Just that, you know, the honesty and, you know, make sure that this committee knows exactly what we're going to do. When we approve the money, that we never have a situation like last year, we're clearly trying to take away money from this very important program. Chair, just a small question. The lady said, thanks for the presentation. The lady said that you had to talk to Kevin Fula for being behind on certain of the projects, and it did go, and you've given other projects which are behind on schedule to complete. So I don't know how those two get together.
Thank you. hear that in different provinces there are also different contractors and different role playing the province, the department itself playing a role. But I do believe that there is a scrutiny process, you know, before contracts were allocated to certain contractors, that we make sure that the people are well equipped to have the capacity to build these schools in a certain time frame. Has been prepared in the pre-phase. What is not clear to me, Chair, if we can get just clarity on certain issues. The Honourable Minister mentioned that in some cases certain contracts been terminated, taken away from certain contractors at a certain stage, but we are not, it is not clear to me, you know, on what stage, percentage wise, on the 30%, 40% or 50%, you know, to the final delivery process, when is the contract terminated. And then, of course, there should be costs involved, because in many a time, these contractors are paying a certain amount of money as they proceed, you know, from foundation to individual, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a loss for the department, or do you reclaim some of those money? And secondly, Chairperson, it might also happen that some of these cases might end in litigation. Does it happen that you move into litigation processes in court cases? And what is the amount? Are we talking about thousands or millions, you know, rupees or expenditure that is actually then a result of such process? And then, you know, what measures are in place, Honourable Minister, also in your department? What measures are in place to prevent that similar cases occur, you know, referring to certain contractors that do not perform, you know, the expectations? Thank you, Chair.
Minister, thank you for your honesty. It's very refreshing because, as Honourable Swart has alluded to earlier, to be able to extract the truth from the department that has come to visit us in the past has been very difficult. It's almost been like shadow boxing. And it's frustrating. My understanding now that these schools that are going to be awarded are in the process of being awarded 5 weeks before the end of the financial year, should have been completed in 5 weeks' time. That was what we were told. We also alluded to the department that it almost looks like these awards are being purposely withheld. They said they weren't, but in your input, it's clear that, and rightfully so, which it is to get the planning right between the provincial and national. And then that begs the question, how was the planning done originally? So something, the chapter 3 from Cost of Government, there was a breakdown. Then in the presentation made mention to say that certain of the schools in Uganda, enrollment figures are below 138 children, or the project is terminated, or maybe you will then look at putting those schools together somewhere else. What then happens to that original structure that was then deemed to be inappropriate? Does it get demolished? Are the children going to get moved to a boarding school? But for me, the cost implications of the delay. The first year, there were 700 million that was allocated for the schools that they only finished, that they haven't even finished yet in this financial year. I don't know if Treasury is going to roll over that 700 million. I don't know how that, I can't remember the figure for this financial year. I think it was 1.3 billion. That's not going to happen. So I don't know what kind of impact it's going to have on your overall budget. Then, for example, awarding 16 schools to the Public Works Department in the Eastern Cape, that department is going to outsource those schools to consultants because they have not got the capacity to be able to do that. But your consultancy fee to insource skills is going continuing. and also look to see that through your arbitrators that they were given an extension of time until September last year. I don't know if that was for that list that was shown, and off that list how many of our schools have been completed. So are we assuming then that penalties are going to kick in from September? I'm not sure. And then also the extension of time, what has impacted that on the PNGs of those contracts, and how much is that?
The 70 additional ones, I did not get back to say
Kitten is looking at 2013-14 financial year. How many schools are clearly determined by biotic chemistry? Is it 150 plus 70 or 200? That's the clarity so that as we move on, we're clear, we are clear to what is the transition at. The other point that was very interesting to me when the presentation was made, where it was made mention of certain reasons for halting some of the projects, and one of the, when it was asked, I think the teacher said, can the certain reasons be clarified, and one of those reasons was, and the president did not go mad, did not untap much of those numbers. One was about rate of speed. As you say, the dwindling of numbers, the dropping of numbers. For me, I became very interested when I say I read that, because I don't believe in any instance that this year we can plan for a school at a boarding district and come next year, the numbers have dropped to 2. I think before you even start with the project, the issue of planning has been overemphasized by the honorable member. For me, that shows that really there was no planning done for that school to be, for such a school to be in that area. But it raises the problem again and to say, when not giving the number of these schools, can you be assured and to say, there has been a feasibility study, we know exactly the analysis of the race, we know exactly that school is in that area. But it's a little bit embarrassing when you can't be here yet and hear that the school, the project has been stopped just because they of the drop of numbers of which I really don't believe it can be a thing that can be, that can happen overnight, then my transfer in the following year that school cannot also just because the numbers have dropped. There are so many indications that need to be. For me it shows that the planning was not well done, but we hear that from the department when they talk on that one. That's what your person for me for now. I was very happy when they talked of the alternative way of building. Maybe just to share with the department and the committee of school touch, with the universities that also have in the department of education and training, with the universities, because the issue of accommodation is quite a problem. There is a very, I don't know how due that will be, but these are the things that we can all go and see how those structures are. Like the University of Stellenbosch, where they've used the alternative ways of building, where they don't use the bricks and mortar as well, we're saying, but other things like steel, steel, magnesium oxide, or whatever that can be used. From the look of things, it's quite a very strong structure, but I'm just throwing it in to say, as the presenter was saying, that that is still going to be done, so that we see if ever we can get ways better, faster, and quicker, and a little bit cheaper for us to make sure that we do meet the target. I would say everything on infrastructure is available in our country. As you say, we do have the cost currency in our country and it's working, but then I might not be sure of what are the things that you are looking for, what standards are you going to be forward. That's one of the examples that you get within our country. That's the sort of thing I've noticed that you know this term that I'm not a builder, so you get confused. Chair, it's practical completion. You're not the completion where as a lay person I can go to the school and say, you know, this thing is finished. I don't know whether that's what you call practical completion, when you keep on developing to a school that has been completed, then you say it's practical. I don't understand when it's practical.
No, thank you, Honourable Chair. That's the start with a follow-up on the way question specifically. And I think the response was that the job was done, and therefore the construction and building of this school is informed by that. It was quite surprising, this comment about the slowness that is informed, or either being hampered by the numbers that are going down. But one's not quite sure whether that report actually, because that report existed, there shouldn't be mixing the problem with numbers that are going down. So that's my first question as a way of follow-up in terms of this. Now, the second one, Chairperson, I think we do need a little bit of thinking about it. We have done the visit to the Eastern Cape. We did the visit around the 49 schools. We went there, we came there to do the report. I think the report was put into the normal system. Surely the department have inside of that document. And coming to us, they should be saying, based on the things that you picked up, these are the things that you've done, these are the things that are built, and are standing for us to be able to do because of the handbook. Almost like something like a scorecard that can say, this is what you've done, this is what. So that we don't kind of start and lose the kind of corporate memory of things that we've done. This brings me to this question. 49 schools. Now look at the column here of what is presented on this, and I just want to really ask that we be assisted for accurate statements. The 49 schools started with 700 million budget. That's a year 11, 12. And the message that we were given was that that's going to be complete by that financial year. The funeral condition is taken otherwise, this was not. This was extended. For the cost implication, in terms of the budgetary implication, now I don't know whether I hear properly that actually there is no cost implication in respect to that kind of extension. So the presentation suggests that the money gets recouped in a particular investment year. So there is actually no cost. So that during that presentation, we talk about almost like cartel, price cartel, or people who are inflating the prices because of the government contract. Which at that presentation, I remember there was about 11 billion cost run up, because the budget over 3 years was 8 billion. So when we were presented in London, if my memory is fast, it's not running out of the, it was 11 billion. The cost over. So that was the information that. Now, when I look at that and I look at what is presented here in terms of the budget, then I'm not sure whether that report that we were given there is still relevant. That one no longer relevant because of what is presented here. So I'm talking about what we use as accurate information for us to be able to do the work. Now, again, I look at the call of the Deputy Minister. With respect, and I see the 49 schools has shifted from the financial year 2011-12. It now moved into a year, second year, which was meant to be the 50 schools. Because when we went to the Islamland, we were told that the 50 schools are in the process of being awarded. That is now the 12-13. Which are going to be completed in this financial year. So when I look at a column here with the steps, I see that in the page, I don't see the pages here, it's now financial year 12-13, 49 schools. And that 50 school has now shifted to 13-14. That's the issue about when the school was going to be built. It was no gap in between the years. So I think just maybe to try and help us. Somebody shifting the goalpost, and I don't want to make that assumption unless I'm being helped understand it. So as a result of it, I don't know whether this financial year we're speaking about, the 2 billion that was the 2 billion that we're talking about, the expenditure taken on that in relation to the 50 schools before you even get to the third year. So that's for me. Then the last thing I just want to clarify my mind, we did ask the projected program chart, if there's something called like that. So we can see by month, by year, and the completion. So that when we do the oversight, we will be informed by what we can see on the wall that this is what has been projected to complete. So if that's something like that has effect of this, it could be assisted with that so that we do the follow-up. I know there are a number of other questions, but I will leave that because maybe in expedition we will be assisted in this process.
Thank you.
where are we? What does that mean? What is, when you say 93.70%, what does it mean? In terms of competition, tell us exactly where you are today. When you say, and when was this born? This 93 is last year? Is it? What is it? 39.7. Yes. When was this born? This 93.70, is it a percentage from October, September, November last year? And where are you today? What does it mean? Is Africa shell? And so on. And then you can go down to all the things. I'm sure you make an example that when you say 100%, you mean it's completely. When was this? And what is going on to be?
But now we have completed so much.
And of course, myself, it's going to have to go there and see what is that you are talking about in the school, is there, is not there. So we really don't want a general information because it's not affecting us in terms of the community. The same thing with the activity program on activity program, on education program, number of schools, the system check is 300, 2012 financial year, 100. From 2011 to 2012. The Congress, where is it? 2012, 2013, 200. Meaning what? How many will you be doing in 2012, 2012? How many have you done in 2012? How many are you going to do in 2013? At least we can understand and patient is this as home after the progress on an education process going back again. As home as 85 schools. 15 at construction stage. What is our stage? Because we're talking about electrification, what stage is it? 200 at planning, stage. What stage is that? And this 200, where is this 200? Is it in Kazakhstan? Is it in Eastern? What are we talking about here? At least here is a number. Out of this 85, these are the schools that have been done in this province. We go and check and see that it really has been done. Under construction, I don't know what is that. 200 at planning, I also don't know at what stage of planning. When is the planning going to be completed? And this construction, when is it completed? In Gauteng, he has completed two electrification projects and there are no schools that have the electricity. This is 100% correct. KZN projects are planning, are at planning stage. I don't know what is the planning stage. I don't want to repeat all those are necessary, the planning stage must be told. When is the stage ending? How long is the stage? So that we have an idea that we have it, the money that you are looking for is going to be used appropriately. But your presentation are general and they are not convincing. At least if we can plan and say how long, how do you plan? At least this thing, you can plan from our own experience, we can plan for 6 months or a year. We can come back again planning because it's famously, the same thing is important. And I would want to really follow up the question that says, who are these engineering agencies? Who appoints them? What is their role? And what as to oppose to the role of the contractor? Thank you, Chair.
Now, I think that what I hear Honorable Yenge to be saying, I don't know how current is stage 26. I think your question is there, is how current is stage 26? Because the previous stage, which is 25, it says in different case that 300 schools that need to be electrified, 100 of those are supposed to be done in 11, 12, and 200 in 12 and 15. We are currently in 12 and 15. Now the report that we are asking for the game, that's why I'm saying, because I suspect that it might not be current. Because the planning that we're talking about now is by the end of 2015. So I'm saying you're quite right. There might be a problem in this case, you know. But the other question is, how current is this information?
implementing that. Is public works involved in that implementation?
But it is terrible what it doesn't understand. You know, the last time, I'm sure
if you can pick up a phone, ask National Service, that give us that report about the expenditure on the hospital, on the what it costs. Now we're giving them, my worry is that we're giving them more work. So we would like them to focus on that health department there, on the what it costs, ensure that and that infrastructure education infrastructure program. We know that the center is not doing that. But that's another you know, when we met the city that now is being directed, I wanted to have to focus on the 2016 thing. But it's important because the others have not been taken, I think that's why. I think the question could be again because on the 31st of March, I think it's still from the thing and you're asking about the presentation. On the 31st of March, end of the financial year, how many schools will be done? That's it, on the 31st of March. What we see the presentation is for what? That's it. How many schools will be completed by that date? But the also the issues of enrollment that the colleagues did raise. I think that it is something really that maybe again we are aware that we're getting the report information from the past. And we, from our oversight, we have seen that a lot of people there, they decide to build their own school here, to build their own school here. And one of the schools that as a committee was interested in is a school called Macamchon. You know, and it's called important to us. We did visit the school. We really like to see the progress of that school as to who is that school in the street and who is dealing with that school. Because we made a promise to those people that we will come back. And people know that the politicians, they make these promises, they hold it, disappear, they never come back again. We don't want to be those types of politicians. We want to ensure that we can give those people people. That's why colleagues, I was saying, I mean, the interest that we have done in the school, Honorable King, you know, Honorable Father, I was saying, last year we went to Eastern Cape three times, because we wanted what they call a project to get off the ground, you know. Now, we would have expected that, that's why we have expected that when one school is being opened, it should be informed, you know, that you have made efforts and this is the outcome of the efforts that you have made. We're an appropriation committee, we're not a portfolio committee for education. But there is money here that is involved, that's what we are chasing. Okay. So I'm saying, in this what we call the cluster, maybe Eastern Cape or yourself, Eastern Cape, the planning that Honorable Kagana was talking about, Honorable Kina, that people should be sure that really there is a school. And I think that that's where Honorable Kina, this issue of alternative 10K. We go to the school. He said, I don't know why we have not been, we haven't gone to the 10K. You know the schools. I think they're my choice. Right past the school. They're couple boxes. The kick is open.
For me, I'm glad to hear that enough. people who don't even do what they call the work. And at the end of the day, they're gone, etc. But also, along that, our understanding as a committee was that if you give me 5 schools, it means that I can build this school, these 5 schools, to maintain it. I've had a capacity to. Not that building one school today, you finish, and then another school, and if you take a year to build a school, it means that that 5 schools will be used over 5 years. Our understanding was that this person has got the capacity to build this school simultaneously. So, you know, the work, the agreement that we had on the 19th was to say, look, we have had this experience. Let's put this experience behind us. But moving forward, let's just ensure that there is planning, because what we want is that on the 1st of April, for this, all the tenders, I mean, all the schools that are here, number of different schools for each service provider, people must tell us today that they have either appointed professionals or contractors. They have contractors will be on site or what you say in committee. Because we very clear, because we want to monitor this process and this process, you know, we want to be very clear on that. When you say committee and you say planning, when is it planning stage? I think I agree with you. We want to be very clear, because last year, in October, we were told to have met, if you remember.
Yeah.
I think that it was UGA and IPP that had started advertising for tenders that time. I can't remember whether it was UGA who was saying we'll be appointed around the 1st of November and what. But this report is not telling us that. You know? So it's very important to have these things written down so that people are very clear to us. If they say that they will appoint on the 1st of November, we must be clear. So that we hear they have appointed, they have now seen the site. In 2011, when this approved the 700 grand, I mean the 700 million, when we went there on the 23rd of January 2012, the people had only got the site the previous week when we went there. So that's why now the end. In this stage of planning, I mean, we're doing the work that is really, we're not supposed to be doing this work. But it's the experience that tells us that this needs to be done. And today, I'm not getting that feeling that I hear what the MC says here, that there are schools, what is this report, is it from page 16. No, it's 15 from with DBSA. It's not here with DBSA where is the process in terms of appointing, whether it's a professional or what. Where are we now? When are we going to appoint the contractor? And with CDC, IDC, has been appointed to implement the report, blah, blah. CDC has completed contractor procurement process for 22 schools. I don't know. I'm not sure approval in CDC has handed over 17 schools to contractors. At least this one is a big deal. 17 schools out of 22. Now, but this committee is notorious. Because we can't do it. Now, I'm saying if they have handed schools to contractors, now from their 24, what you call it, from their bunch of 24 schools, they've appointed now for 17 schools, is what the report is saying. So now the contractors are on site, you know what the report is saying? That's what it is saying, the contractors. I'm saying this committee is notorious because it moves out of this comfort zone of Parliament. We go there on the ground. We could look at these things ourselves. It's not sufficient. We don't take it as sufficient to tell us here in this office where we have done these things. But when we go there, we don't want to get a different story. In the past, we have got a different story. So we don't want to take it. That's why we're taking this exercise. That we're not supposed to be taking. IDT contractor procurement process. 10 out of 11 schools have granted to IDT, but the progress is not very clear with IDT. The IDT. No. Why do you have reported to the department as to where is it? But now we want clarity now, you know, because the report is saying out of these 10 schools, so many schools, the contractors have been appointed in so many schools. You left with so many schools now. Did you see? Now, it is actually say, I guess, of what the department was given. But we want to be clear as to, out of these 10 schools, in fact, also, honest members, I don't understand this because all of us, we're sitting here on the 19th of October. I would have thought that this meeting would be since we last met, because it's in the progress. In fact, that day, beginning of the year, we were not threatening people. We were telling them that in January, we supposed to have met in January, so this meeting was postponed. And they said that we come today, one program. Because we do not want to pass a budget that we don't know if it is going to work. We do not want, we have done it in the past, we will not do it in the future. We will not do it now, unless we are sure that this is going to happen. That's why we are taking, we're taking this route. It's a detailed route to take, but it's important that we must do it. We don't want to do it in the time. That's why earlier we said that we have set national standards. National standards, we don't budget for something that you don't have the plan for. So that's why we're setting ourselves. Now you go to what we call the Department of Public Works, the province, 3 at design stage and 3 at planning stage. 4 schools are with the contractors. When can we, what we call at the end, the question is, when can we show that this design stage, I mean, how can we ensure that all the schools by 1st of April, all the schools for 2012, 2015 have been what you call it, given to contract. Can we be given that assurance? How long is this process? I think the question that you were asking as to how long this planning is going to take. All that we want to hear is that, and we might have to call the department back before the 1st of March, I mean before the 1st of April, to ensure, because we want you to tell us that all the schools that were contracted for the 1st of April. So that we don't want everybody for education to come and sit here because they feel that we're not paying what you call attention to their challenges. Because their problems are our problems. Not that their problems, they are all of us. We're together in this problem, we're together in trying to resolve that. Right? Really, this policy, we're not about bashing people
when we appear before this committee, I hope that it is not the case with the DG, but ours is to try to assist.
This is not to bash people, it's try to assist. But we agree on something, we hope that this progress. Where are these blockages? Why is it taking so long for the approval? Where are these blockages? Is there enough capacity in this department to do this approval? Where are these blockages? What can we hear that so that we can unblock? Mm-hmm. So I think that is the best of the question for now. Mm-hmm.
think that I'm feeling uncomfortable, and I feel very excited that I'm here. Because it's important, very enlightening for me to see precisely what has been done.
I saw something that I forgot to mention, but I know that I attended that the ICC meeting, which is the cluster of ministers. I know how anxious they are. They are just as anxious to ensure that this project, there is progress here that is being made. You know,
thank you very much, Chair. Now, I'd like to thank all the members for the questions and the contributions in relation to the presentation that was made. I'm going to try, Chair, to deal with most of the issues that have been raised, and obviously I will defer to colleagues to assist in those areas that I'm uncertain about. So I'm looking for your permission to start from the back. In other words, deal with issues that you've raised, Honorable Yageni has raised, as well as Honorable Macheha, deal with those three first. And that would probably give us a better understanding from where I'm seated as to the concern. Let me say that you might be surprised that I'm going to agree with most of what you said. I think for a start, my response would be based on how do we find solutions rather than basically giving information. Why do we do differently to ensure that the committee has is more informed about what is happening in real terms? And how is it going to enhance the opportunity of the portfolio committee or so by itself to be able to oversee this particular process, which is important for the office oversight. Now, I think for staff, we should be able to say, and this is what the Honourable Mugabe said, if we are talking about 100 schools in different cases, which are the 100 so that we know these are the 100 schools. If you are going to say that they can give it to contractors, who are the contractors attached to those schools? That detail is important. And it's important that we do so, because, I mean, how else can either the committee itself or the NGO that be able to assist us in ensuring that what is happening, what should be happening, is indeed happening? Now, I've raised the same concern. Now, the issue of percentages is a bit more complicated. That's why, in my limited understanding, I might want to explain to you this way. When you go to a site, there are various processes involved with excavation, with backfilling, with compacting, with the foundation, with the brickwork, with your pumping, with the electrical work, with the roof, the roof structure, the ceiling, the paving, and so forth. What they do is, on the basis of those quantities, put together and designate the various elements. Say that for these, they wait all this particular work in a particular way, because that's how progress payments are made, because of the completion and the payments is made that way. It's for that reason, Honorable Yageni, that I said, don't give out those percentages without showing us in real terms what is happening out there. I think what this is Honorable Yageni is saying, and what I agree with, I'm not disagreeing with it, is to say that if you are saying 94%, please indicate what is on paper. So that this committee knows that the electrical work has not been done, or the plumbing work has not been done, or the cleaning. It might well be, for practical purposes, the entire school is complete, but the only thing that's outstanding is the paving and the driveway and the gate and the fence. We don't know. I don't know. The committee doesn't know, and I think that detail is very, very critical and important. So that to give a sense, it doesn't mean that you're going to specify every single detail in 50 pages, but just in a few lines to be able to say, this is what is outstanding. So that we have a better understanding of that. So I hope that helps, because I really support what you're saying in just clarity. With regard to the planning itself, really, and I agree, a plan can take 3 months to develop, to design, develop, and adopt. It can take 6 months, and it can take a year. When we say it's in a planning stage, what do we really mean in real time? And what I want to do is really confirm what the chair of the committee says, is to say that if indeed the financial year is the first of April, if indeed we are saying that we are going to be delivering, we're going to be actively involved in the delivery of the 150 schools that we have spoken about for the next financial year, we're going to associate all those that we have not basically included in approximately 50 schools. When is the site going to be delivered? To the contract access to say, here is your fact comment to us. So by the 1st of April, we should be able to say that for these 150 schools, that's very many, 350 schools, which we have already allocated, the facts are ready and they are delivered, the contracts have been concluded, and we have a specific timeline for the completion. In other words, you can't say, well, starting today, we don't know when it's going to be concluded. So the contract must be defined precisely when work is going to be commenced and when it's going to be concluded in order for us to manage and oversee the particular process. That would mean that whether it's CUFA, whether it's IBC, whether it's DBSA, they would have to basically be able to monitor the progress on a monthly basis so that we receive a report on a monthly basis in regard to the progress that we have. So you would have to get to a starting point. We don't want our department to come back to the our department, my department, to come back to the and say, look, we told you that we're going to start, but we're not sure how many sites are available, or we don't know where the sites. So we're going to say, here's the sites, the contracts have been concluded. If you want access to the contracts, they are available to you. And I think that tech clarity becomes very, very critical, and therefore when we speak about planning, as one of the Ndebe said, we must be very clear about what it is. And you might want to say that if the plan that is completed, but this is what is outstanding, so the plan will know, this is the only requirement that is outstanding. It might be an environmental impact study, or it might be a detail in a particular plan, so that we are better informed about what the cause of the delay is. Now, the issue of implementing agents has been raised by one of the mediation several companies. I mean, you know, we have an unworthy idea, you know, and obviously the view is one honorable member has said that the CDC has done well, IDC has done well, but they can't say anything about DBSA, for example. I'm not putting in judgment on anyone. But I think there is a particular responsibility for us to satisfy this community and the public in general to say that if we are going to have these implementing agents doing this work on our behalf, because our core function as the honorable member who starts off with the contribution of the honorable school of state, our core business is in the class, and our implement the curriculum. It is not to basically oversee and manage schools. That's incidental to it. It might be public work or any other entity. But we recognize the limitations of public in terms of what it has to do. There's so many projects that are outstanding, which is not complete over here, and if you can add on this burden onto them, and this being an accelerated infrastructure program, we might find that rather than delivering, we're going to be delaying delivery in a way that doesn't make sense. Now, and again, public works work well in certain provinces, and certainly doesn't work well at all in other provinces. And that's why the choice is being made in terms of the realities that are there. What is it mean that our contract and what I want to show the honorable members is that what has been raised here by the honorable members and several other members in the same thing that I have. To what extent do we buy the implementing agents to ensure that they provide the service? To what extent do we have legal certainty that we are able to determine their contract and penalize them when they do not perform as the beneficiary? They don't really receive money and then say, well, look, you know, sorry, it's beyond our control. If they take that responsibility for which they have to pay, then indeed, they must then basically ensure that they must ensure that they may discharge that particular responsibility. And in as much as we would blacklist contractors who do not perform, I think we have a responsibility of blacklisting even our government agencies when they do not perform. Because it amounts to a failure to deliver effectively and efficiently. At the end of the day, nobody is going to say who's with DBSA, who's with IBC. They're going to say the first law of basic education has had faith in you. The buck stops here. Mm-hmm. And I can't say, look, sorry, it's not my fault. In fact, it goes beyond me. It goes right to the president. It goes right to the president. So the honorable member, when you said that you heard the president was just saying, no, what the president said, he said clearly, and I remember, approximately 40 schools. His understanding was approximately 40 schools would be delivered by the end of the financial year. That's how I heard it. Maybe my hearing was 40, but that's how I heard it. He speak about 49. He said approximately 40, but we could check it out. And in any event, I certainly don't think he would have said so to this reason, because there was a representation anyway that these schools would be completed by the end of the financial year. What I can tell you, on behalf of youth, women and men that are assembly meetings. It just was almost, I can say with reasonable certainty that at least 35 would be delivered by the end of the financial year. And I could say with reasonable certainty that at least 5 more would be almost completed by the end of the financial year. The difficulty that we're going to have with the remaining 9 would be completed in September. That I can say with relative certainty. I'm going to take this personal responsibility because what we've done is we've done something quite extraordinary because we are so serious about it. That we basically moved away from our core responsibilities as ministers, set out effective contractors and putting them in place to ensure that this takes place with the country. That's an unusual phenomenon, but I think because of our responsibility to build churches, to build communities, to build churches, that I'm going to do this thing. So you can have my assurance that this responsibility is something that I'm not going to be nor will the ministry of the day. You need to call me to account to the very committee. Take my word, 35 schools by the end of the financial year, another 5 almost completed, and the remaining in the second year. That is how I'm going to push hard for the end, because we don't speak about the 49 schools. I thought it's important that we do that. Now, you see, the chair was correct. You can't basically plan in a vacuum. These schools are located in different provinces, and therefore there has to be a synergy between the infrastructure planning of the province as well as the nation department. There are two sources of income for planning. The one is in terms of the ACD project, which is aimed specifically at unsafe schools. It's not only high schools, it's unsafe schools. So it includes your twin and your unsafe structures, and that is why you find that while there are no high schools in the Free State or the Western Cape, there are unsafe schools and these are going to be replaced. That's why they form part of the program itself. So that's the one source of income. So your unsafe schools, water and sanitation, that's covered electricity covered by our city. Then you have your allocations that come through the conditional grant. So that is basically specifically designed for infrastructure which provinces receive. Then they have an allocation through the division of revenue. And beyond that, there is still another flow where you have donors to basically provide money like the European Union for certain infrastructure. And we have a responsibility as a department to ensure that there is a management of that particular because there is no capital expenditure, there is no program. The 49 schools would have been good things if we would not intervene and ask precisely for what you say to see. We want to see whether these schools have been covered by the province of our business. And we discovered that one works. So just imagine if we had two contractors appointed for the same particular time, would have been exposed to damages so far as the damage is concerned. So I give you that certainty is so far as that is concerned. I am clear, Chairman. What you are saying, what some of the other members are saying, that where contractors do not perform, they should not be rewarded. Hopefully. If they let down government and communities who expect legitimacy for the children to receive infrastructure, who would then reward them by giving them an opportunity? But it's a little more complicated. Take Armstrong, for example. This arm that is busy with this particular thing too, is a subsidiary of a bigger company. This subsidiary is going to liquidation, the bigger company is not. So what they do is they basically maximum forums in a particular way, and they represent themselves as another entity, and still get the work. What you've got to do is go clear the corporate way and ensure that even the political company does not receive the benefit. Not from the Department of Basic Education or any other part of government. I think that is good. What specific responsibility for completion of government? So whether it's a subsidiary, what we've learned is we must make sure that we receive a guarantee from the principal. Because if it doesn't help working with a subsidiary, we want to know, are you a subsidiary or are you a principal company and you need a guarantee from them as well. So these are some of the exercises that we've gone through. Now, I'm going to try to gallop a little bit because I have ambassador who basically has a meeting with us over there. So please forgive me if I missed some of it. With regard to enrollment, let me share with you, in the case, when we took over the intervention, connectivity to schools was less than 80%. Less than 80%. In other words, computer, the principal, not, I'm not talking about
reasonably accurate, more than 85% industry price. This helps, however, not in terms of getting informed data, it's to enrollment in terms of migration. Our route, basically, is the learner record, either the computer, every learner in the country is now 72% complete, very fast. If we get ECTS right and the proper right in terms of ICT, we could probably make it within the next 3 to 4 months where we'll be able to locate every single learner in the country. And that's great to help them. There is also evidence from studies that we've carried out of distortion in terms of numbers. So principals inflate numbers so that they could earn more in terms of their remuneration. That's not only the ECTS data we have, we have several other problems that we have the evidence that we'd like to share with you. But we're making sure that the planning takes place in terms of that particular exercise in a way that makes sense. I'm going to go down to Mr. Matsukane and the Rawatane in relation to the Northern Alliance. You know, that has been my argument. And in fact, Minister raised it to say, you can't go to school without being informed about the needs of this particular program. Because if there is a particular need for a huge structure, why do you invest millions into it? If there is an issue, basically, it's a clear reflection that migration taking place from this village to another village because of policy or whatever else, then you must be aware of that. And your need analysis is something that is ongoing. Must be repeated year by year in terms of the need of a particular school. And therefore, this becomes a topic with that particular responsibility. And what we do now is that it's part of the basic education on preventing. If we need quarterly with all district managers in the country, every quarter we meet with the district manager. And among other things, we talk about these particular reactions, enrollment, attendance, curriculum implementation, curriculum summary, etc. Because if we don't do so, the message is there with the head of the department never goes down to the district managers in the management school. So I thought we'd share that with you. With regard to the locking, from the information that has been provided to you by the department, we have not suffered any losses where we determine the content. Because it's always been the retention part and it's the penalty that has been imposed. We've recovered more than 80 million in terms of penalties that we impose on contractors. So in a sense, if you look at the record over there in terms of what we spent, we have not spent more as a result of canceling the contract. That is information, if I'm wrong, the department would correct me in relation to that. I think what we should do very, very seriously is to really reduce the look at the report of the department and basically make sure that it is a dashboard of recommendation by the committee itself. So that we are able to say that we will be able to propose or look seriously to the recommendation. So thank you for that particular suggestion. The 49 and 50 that we spoke about, the explanation of the 49 is for the current. And the 50 is for next year, but it's going to be more than 50 because we still have not allocated the 32, if I'm not mistaken, in the UK. So hopefully we are going to do 82 schools. But 50, we could say that the process has already been started in terms of the allocation of those particular schools. So they are quite distinct. However, another member has raised, from the chair has raised it, we're going to be sitting with the situation as far as I'm concerned, consider with humility and a degree of embarrassment. And we whatever the circumstances, we make good progress, reasonable progress, but we have to. And we have to correct that to basically and make the treasury in relation to this particular aspect. For me to say that we would not have understood by the end of the financial year would be misleading our people would be. But if we roll over in terms of what we basically be able to achieve, I think next year would certainly compensate the work that we did the volume of school it would be very, very different from this year. But look, there will seriously be problems in terms of what we did. The implementation agents, I hope I've explained that to you, them driven numbers are spoken to, the alternative way. It's a very complex mechanism. You know, in some instances, communities exist anything but implementation. They say, well, because in the rural area, we are very much what about the proper response? So you've got to basically engage with the community, you've got to check it, and we are in engagement with CSIR. I think it's quite thankfully that the Department of Science and Technology, the Department of Education, the Department of Education, work together in terms of future delivery of ICT and the
what we're not doing too right and what our children did. Because if we don't do that, that's the two things we have. And let's just go in the establishment of this site, this website, but please look at the website. It's a useful guide to tell you that anyone, not only just the community itself, but even a member of the public can go and say, well, this is the progress in relation to our city. It's open for everybody to see and transparent, and it is accountable. Mr. Kavanaugh, you raised the issue of the losses. This is the information that I can convey to you. This is a very difficult problem to work with. And then if you look at your, just look at your specific South African report, you will find that most of the countries are electrified by the institute. Most of the countries water by the institute because of the terrain, they don't have the valley. So that makes it extremely difficult. So you have the first ride, the distance maybe 1 kilometer, in a straight line. But if you go down the Blue Earth and Alley, that simply becomes 8 or 10 kilometers, simply because of the difficult terrain itself. We've worked very, very hard. What I can tell you is 155,000 learners are being transported in the UCSSP right now. The nutrition has to collect completely. Every school now has the nutrition capacity and the testing that we provide. So I think we're making progress there, and we're looking at things comprehensively. And we said that, no, don't just give infrastructure. You've got to look at infrastructure with your personnel, with your transport, with your nutrition needs, and everything else. So the whole range of services must be provided. When you open the school, don't say, well, if you need this now, we think about your stationery, your textbooks, and everything else afterwards. It has to be completely comprehensive. We certainly going to be doing that. With regard to maintenance, I can tell you that the CICT, and the chair would prefer it, is basically demanding that an amount be allocated for maintenance in terms of infrastructure costs, whether it is always between the minimum. Because otherwise, it is going to be permanent and we're not going to be proud of what we've done. Now, so thank you for raising it, but it is part of the conversation with the country and the CICT. We spoke about corporate governance and public in a way that we can. Some great information about this. Usually at what stage the timeline, I think I've spoken about the revised timeline and information that we're going to provide over the year. I think the issue raised by the swap with regard to CDC, IDC has been discussed in a particular manner. Now, we perhaps go to the third contribution, and I'm sorry I'm doing it last, but the other perhaps the most important. This year will be dedicated 2013 to the year for the circulation. Because if at all, there is something we didn't do right. You know, one of the things we need to go to our people. We can be proud of it, and we've seen the results. But if you tell me about the circulation, what can you celebrate? I can celebrate the fact that, okay, some of the work is time for that's available. I can celebrate the fact that in terms of the new curriculum, the national curriculum assessment policy paper, we mainstream differentiated learning in terms of the training development of the paper. But there are huge challenges with regard to infrastructure, especially with the previous infrastructure. To my knowledge, and the department will correct me, the design of every new school must be user-friendly and accessible to persons. I do not know of any new structure, that is not going to be. So I'm not going to argue with you, really tell me, among all schools we have to do, because it's key, as the chair says, don't leave for the next meeting, bring to me the problems immediately with regard to them, and what we can do to change the quality of the infrastructure to their brain. You know, you're the issue of public work. For example, there were more than 273 projects that were not completed by the public works when I met with them some 4 months ago. Now, you know, it's something that we've got to do, let's be part of. Let's see, what has happened differently? Why are we giving public works the town for the world? You've got to oversee them at least, and the DRL wants you to do that. But I know a lot has happened in the department since the intervention, which is a lot of positive things that happened. You are able now for the first time to go to them and say, project one, what does it look like? And be able to give you the set shot. If you don't see it, we'll never know where it's going.
Yeah.
I want a set shot of every single project that is not with regard to the team, but with regard to the future project, as they provide us after the set shot of each and every one and the progress of each and every one. So there is movement in a positive direction in relation to that, but there are sometimes we can use public words and others when we have spoken to the minister, and the minister is of the view that in the interest of a project, we've got to see what is the best part of the option. And that would be it. We certainly would want the core responsibility of infrastructure to go ahead. You know, it takes a lot of time, it takes a lot of energy to develop application. I would want the business partner to see what's happening in the classroom, the policy that is in place, rather than checking on where the electricity has been provided, because we would expect the agency to do that on our particular behalf. So with regard to the sentiment, we don't have a difference. I can only apologize for the issue of disability, but to say to you that we have been taken this year, you will see a significant, it's not a radical, but a significant change in terms of the approach to our work with regard to that particular aspect. So may I conclude by saying thank you very, very much for the opportunity of engaging with you. This lesson is our lesson, whether you have it as Parliament or whether you have it, it's our people. Really, thank you very much for raising the thing. The point of this thing matters in the sense of the day. Your questions for the same answer. So, maybe different venues, but I have to raise this question. So, I'm glad you raised it because I thought I was there. But now, at least somebody else is there with me. So, I'm going to ask questions. So, I don't know if the police wish to add to what I've reported to the rest of the panel.
And when we do that, we should can allow you to go because your feeling the report is standing there, but it's not a good report. And now you're in this indicate. But that's thank you very much.
Also want to say thank you because you know when you ask questions it's like we have an agenda, we don't like the minister, we don't like the department. It's not about that. We have our own responsibilities and objectives we have to account. And when you ask these questions, you only want to understand and maybe to assist the department and look at things that perhaps they did not see that they are important. So if people understand, you know, where we come from, because we are all working together, you know, to fulfill the objectives of our government. There's no enemy in this, we are all working together.
Thank you.
I'm sorry,
I have to leave.
Well, thank you for listening.
ask, in fact, I asked this question but I'm not responded to. So what financial aid are we talking? If you look at the columns in page 8, what are we saying? That's the one of the same question that they posted.
We agreed on the 19th. But that's good. Up to now, not been concerned up to now. But your question, let's give the department the time to respond. Well, I think it's an important question, you know. I think that's why we took the whole thing now on track. I don't know what to call it.
Thanks, Chairperson and Honorable Members. On the table that you have given on page 4, the fourth group, they took place over two financial years, so it's 2011-12, and they didn't hear.
Yes, let me help you.
Yes.
Let me help you respond to this question. If I'm wrong, that's it. Okay. The question that the colleagues are asking are which school are we talking about now? What I said at the beginning, that you did update us on the progress on the 49th school. But what we're talking about mainly now is from here, where to. In other words, if your 20 school and your 70 school for DBSA and then that's where we are on page 8. That's why somebody, you were saying page 8. That's why somebody was talking about page 8. So that those are the schools. And as in 2015, 2014, there are those schools. If that's a lot, because that's where we want to, as we call it, to judge you on now. The PM says roughly 75 schools will be done by end of the financial year, end of month, but all schools will be done by end of June. If we are looking at the progress that we have. Yes. How many schools is DBSA going to be doing this year? Because last year, with no schools were done. But I heard you talking about 20 other schools and 6. Am I right? That's correct. That's clarified. That.
What I wanted to clarify is our projects are multi-year projects. You see, training for the 50 schools that were done by other IAs, it happened in the 2013-14, in the implementing agents. It started in the financial year, then the training that started, but then construction, it started on some of them, it will finish in the next financial year. So they are taking place over two financial years. So the
50
that we gave to the...
I don't want you to wind up, you know, wind up. I'm not sure if it's good response of yours is helping. There were 49 schools. Huh? We're saying we 49 schools, we know that it's not bad. But what we're talking about is a way forward. That's sort of complicated this thing now. You want to help us, the financial?
Chair, when the department will report on 148 schools which we have appointed in 2014, and we will see the committee in a future meetings about an addition of 40 schools.
Hmm?
So we haven't been allocated, 11 in the rest in the case, 11 is allocated because that department, but we just said that that could be through additional to the 140, which will take it to 201 when we are done.
And where is the
32?
What is the
32? The 32 is in the case, the 10 in the east case, and 11 in the rest in the case.
Now, I think that we complicate.
communication.
Allocation was made to already start work in this current financial year.
should do the business schools in 2012, 2013. But let us be clear that those schools were not allocated that time. I think that is the gist of the question. Now they are being only allocated now. Am I right? Just clarify as this.
No,
that's not
the
case.
Means that you didn't do the work.
wanted to, on the, when we met on the 19th of October, we said plan for this year, because we understood the issues that we're talking about of the other 50 schools, the metropolitan schools, of the other 50 schools. But now, this year, by today, we would want you to appoint these people so that come end of March, that kind of work has been done, that administrative work has been done. And first of March, people, you're ready to work in order to grow. And I think that we must appreciate this other, what you call the implementing agencies. They have started the work, appointees and likewise. If the work starts before the 1st of April, it's a bonus to them. We are in a multi-year, what you call the a kind of a budget. We can't wait for that business. We hear now that of the 2 billion, only what we call the 400, less than 500 million. That's why now we're really taking the stuff of the, it's supposed to be the portfolio company that is supposed to be the where are you in terms of plan? So what you want is the financial and the team is that when we meet next month in the division of president, when you to tell us that the president said for the school would have been completed. So I think that with this presentation, it looks to me that it's possible that those 40 schools can be completed by because Honorable Yenyen, Honorable Gina, what is this practical completion? What is the practical completion? And we're not right to call it a technical issue. When we talk completion, we think that might go better by the time we start to program.
Yeah.
Well, this is a question that I don't know what it is. But let us talk the language that we understand. By the 1st of March, you have appointed contractors, your water core, they will be ready to go. And the people already, it's not luckily, it's not something that is starting from scratch. Other people have started already appointing. Those people, IDC, BBSA, I think you need to make progress with your professionals, with your everything. 21st of March, you must tell us that you've appointed several schools. I think this work is possible that you can fast track this work. We don't want to subject you to litigation or anything. It's possible that you can subscribe the rest of this appointment.
Thank you.
possible that you could appoint? Is there anything that can stop you to have fast track the process by the 31st of March? Is there anything that can suggest you appointing by the 31st of March?
Let me first start from the point that, again, we need to look at, even in terms of the additional, it's not like we have been in the same appointment date with the others. I'm just saying that I've read officials that we are late, but it's not like at the time that we're sitting here on the 19th, it was then that we just contemplating the modification. In actual fact, we have been given in November. So what we're saying is that, you know, as you look at it, the others that are already on board, they've been earlier than us. But that's not the issue. The issue I'm saying is that there's nothing preventing us to fast track. We are looking at fast tracking, looking at the program now. We'll be submitting to the department in terms of fast tracking, especially the appointment of the professionals to start making sure that things are on board. So there's nothing that prevents us. We are, as far as we're concerned, I think we should really be looking at much later for the 20. We are very clear to say that by March we should change it. For the 50, that was for the next financial year. I think we're trying to truncate it to do the same time with the 20 that has been earmarked for 2013.
I want to be clear, because when we come back here, it means that we don't want you to be different under the. I want you to say that you have first served this school. Let's forget about the year. You have first served this school. What we are asking is that that time, would you have appointed your contracted process? Would you have a hotel process by the 31st of March?
Not with contractors, contractors wouldn't have. Contractors by then, we would have appointed the professionals to do the detailed scoping by March. Well, normally it takes about 3 to 4 months, but trying to, because I think to get to the contractor stage, we are looking at June.
Responsible for the revised curriculum, for what you're only responsible for infrastructure.
that you would really spend the time this last night as we do. Why do we do this if you don't do this? We're not dealing with one department. We're dealing with around 50 departments, including entities and everyone else. But from our side, we ensure that we look at everyone. We can tell you now from the people helping us who are the people that we need to what we call to deal with, because they can't deliver. We don't think that they are really taking their work as serious as we do. We'd like you to take your work as serious as the deputy minister was saying. I know from the PICC that from that matter they demanded those articles. But we really, really ask you as officials of the department to really fast track these processes. If the request has been made, agreement has been made, why does it take long to agree, to approve? I mean, the question that Honourable Union was asking, this process is, the report here says some approvals that are waiting. How long are these approvals going to be made? When are we going to get out of this and give this work back to the portfolio committee to deal with this?
The report that comes from us, see what consensus. We've passed the Senate, the third budget that we're going to pass, and the first 49 schools are still going to eat into this budget. Okay. So some were generally passed, I think, what, 8.3 billion over a 3-year period. Okay. They didn't get their first rollover. There's no guarantee they'll get this rollover either. So, when we get given the program of when these schools are going to come, so we also need to be able to have some kind of financial data that shows the impact on the rollout of these schools based on the budget that we've passed. This year, we passed what, 2.5? And from that, not a single school has been built. Maybe a couple have commenced and have just commenced. But I mean, maybe that's starting to establish that. What impact is that going to have? Now we have to vote a budget for these next schools for this year. We don't actually really should be voting. Because they're going to spend this year's money next year. And the contract period for these schools is it more than a year, the contract period? Okay, so maybe we've got 2 months left. But we need to be able to see somewhere, Chair, because eventually we have to be asked to make an intervention with Treasury so that this program can finish. Let's try and see it up front where we're going to be running into financial problems and how big are those problems going to be based on this multi-year rollover and not being able to spend. Thanks.
Now, you're raising an important somebody did mention the issue of the 11 billion, but I think the CG was saying that they had thought about 2 billion because it's 8 billion. Now the quarters have started to 10 billion. So you're quite right. It's going to be we're going to run into that, have to have to enter into those discussions. But only if all of us we can take the work together. I'm talking now about the department.
I don't want to be optimistic. I'm not an optimistic I'm sorry to be pessimistic. Before starting in June, then there is something very wrong with the planning. Because I think that before we can give the titles, we can come up with the titles and say so much. All these people involved should be, it can be one person for some group. It's not going to work then. If the contractors are only going to be appointed in June, approximately in June, it's not going to work. So it means there is something very wrong with the planning. And I don't think we are going to, we will be able to handle this problem until we look at that problem as well. Look at the answer.
In fact, the answer is that's why if there's something that we have not been told, the department is not being pointed. We met on the Wakasa on the 19th, and everybody here was here. That day, everybody here was here. We said, go and plan. And today, the report that we expected, because the report that from there was what we got. We would say from the 19th, between the 19th and now. This is how far we have gone. But I'm saying, I'm not getting the sense of that agency, that there is that agency with everyone. It looks like it's only us. We're taking this in as agents.
It's going to take another 3 months.
Bakas appointed. I don't know if you were sitting in our church, how would you feel about that? We took the travel in October. It was a Friday in Nigeria. Other people had gone home. We didn't go home that Friday. We waited for this report, you know? I was really saying that I don't think that the department is taking up seriously. I do not think. I don't think that we're taking it seriously. We have to be taken for the right thing. You will not hear when the introduction was done. I know it's not so much. But tell us, what is the problem with IUP?
I'm
Frank
and one of the members.
Thanks, sir. My name is Mkondis Omakopola from the IDT Eastern Cape Regional Office. The progress on the 11 schools is already indicated. On the out of 11, 10 conductors, out of 11, we have managed to appoint conductors on 10 schools. And we were appointed on the 4th of May, 2011. No, 2012, sorry. Sorry. Yeah. Thanks. So that's the progress, and then as we are making a commitment that we have a contractor appointed by the end of the last contractor on the last call, a contractor appointed by the end of this current financial year. I'm saying, Chen, I made a progress report on the 10 schools, and I'm saying we are making a commitment that we have a contractor appointed on the last call by the end of the financial year. We have got let me explain. That there are processes that we had to follow and that took time. Firstly, we had to appoint professional service provider. And we had to ensure that the process is fair. So we advertise. And normally it takes 30 days. And there were problems with the consultants who responded to them. Most of them were not responsive to the conditions of the tenure. After having done for this, the process that we followed, that is in line with the principles of the PSMA. You know, approval of, for instance, of site development plans. And eventually, shared contractors were appointed and their tender prices were up high, far above the estimates that we had prepared. So that was the process as well of getting into some negotiations to come down because we felt like just getting us for a ride.
Now you have appointed the contractor in 10 schools, except for one. I think between the departments, EBSA says they were not appointed. You were not appointed at the same time. Where did you get your appointment letter? Only in November. You can confirm. November 2012. But what we are appealing to you to do is, we take it to the bottle because, I'm repeating something that has already been said over and over. Because this is the ANC. We want to have proof on what we said about the good stuff. We want to cut the stage where we said to our people, this will happen, but it doesn't happen. And no one wants to call our media. and help from your side to get the performance agreement. Now, sometimes those performance agreements are changed by five people from checkpoint. And in government, that would do to move from here to that job. It takes 3 months, 5 to 6 months to get by. So we say, please, Commissioner says our budget implication on this. So let's do that. And every time Commissioner and we say let's do pass, let's buy on to buy on. That's what we say about the next. Now we said this in the water corridor, the planning that we said from the 19th month exactly. You can ask Commissioner what happened between the 19th of October and the 19th of November. What happened after we started with the clean and people are calling it. The money coming to the country. So we have to clear that we have to pay the fees to the department. But I think somehow KMA must also, the teaching is not well. The teaching is not well. But KMA spells out the responsibility of the accounting office. And it also spells out what needs to be done in terms of Section 81, when people have not been called. Section 81 does what it's called. Section 38 indicates the responsibilities of the accounting officer. Another section, it also spells out what is the accounting officer if it is not the people are acting. So, those are because that do have the favor. Do have the favor. I mean, we can't keep on saying let bygones be bygones and we don't appreciate them. We must see that you appreciate also our efforts, you know, to meet you halfway. Please meet us halfway, said again. Please meet us halfway. Let us go out there and be, you know, people in here about to say you can do it. But I'm not sure now people are able to. But we will give you a notice in terms of saying when we are going to meet. Because we don't want to start our hospital the country. We must have it because we deserve it. If you don't deserve it, why do you give a budget to yourself? I think there's an economic meltdown now. Government is all in charge of the budget. There are many other issues that the weight of this government, but between the good way of ensuring that children, that we don't get NGOs like Equal Education coming and flooding our meetings, or Section 27 taking the department to court. It was less than all of us.
Why? Because we are related in the office. They are too comfortable. Well, on that note, when is our next meeting? On Friday, Professor, we're meeting the Department of Health
on those tied up of the image type, and as the minister himself, this could be here for ministers. Yeah. As we haven't asked the question of what are the performance agreements of these people, I think we should really go into that, because I don't think that they are performance agreements. The way people are left, I developed so much outside because I wanted to succeed, that the people who are really given the responsibility are paid to do it.